You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Masiyata Dishmaya, we're now up to the Bruch of Ritzei. We had the Emtzolios, the Bruchas in the middle, where we delineated, we outlined all the various Bakoshos, asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the Tzorche B'nei Adam. And now we journey into the Sof, the Gimel Achronos, that are branded with the choice appellation Hodah. And they are called Hodah. It's all about being motivated to the Eibishter, right? Rabbi David Avadrom, and his Perush on Latfilah. You're going to tell me that it's all about Hodah, but aren't we asking the Eibishter for things? Ritzei? We start out Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu B'amcho Yisrael V'Sfilaso V'Hashivas Avonu Lidvir Beisacho. We're clearly expressing requests. These are supplications before the Borei Olam. So what do you mean this is all Hodah? What is Sim Shalom? Aren't we asking Hashem Sim Shalom? And we're asking Him to place peace and harmony throughout Klal Yisrael. Asks the Avadrom, so what do you mean that these are simply Hodah? And let's turn with Siyata Deshmaitz and Gemara Brochas Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. We find ourselves in the fifth parak of Maseches Brochas, and the Gemara says as follows, the Gemara we're all quite familiar with. Am Rav Yehuda, the Olam al Yishol Adam Tzrochav v'lo b'sholosh rishonos v'lo b'sholosh achronos elo b'emtzaios. Writes the Gemara, Rav Yehuda tells us, a person should not be asking for his or her own personal needs, and not in the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, nor in the last three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. Rather, where in the brachos emtzaios, the 18, really 19 brachos comprised in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, that's where we present all the bakoshos in front of the Borei Olam, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does this come from? Continues the Gemara, the Hemshech HaSugi is D'Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina has said the following, Rishonos Domo Levitch Mesad Shvach Lefrei Rabbo. And the first three brokers that Ache Knesset Segedola were Mesader, they patterned it after a servant who goes to arrange his praise and lavish the approbation in front of his master. First you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu D'Haidu. You have to recognize in front of whom are you standing. We mentioned many times with Chaim Brisker and his Kedusha HaGrach al HaRambam in Hilchus Tefillah, Perak Dalet Halacha Aleph, where Rav Chaim writes the more fundamental, a more yisodi than even the Kavonas HaMilin, even than having the right Kavonah, the right intent in each and every word of the davening, and especially Befrat the Yikra Avoda, the Yikra Mida, the Shmoneh Esrei, a more important, more fundamental than even understanding each and every word, as understanding first and foremost in front of whom am I standing? Shvi Seshem, L'Negdi Samad, Dal Lefnei Miyata Omer. You have to know. It's not enough to believe. Da, loshen of yedia, brachus pragdalat posagal of adam yoda eschavus to his chamrus tomorrow writes into Vegas. You have to know and be utterly cognizant that you're standing in front of the melech malchay malochim. I'm a mela. That is more fundamental than that is Likuva, as a Chaim Brisker expounds, and you have to know that you're standing in front of the King of all kings. So first we have to establish, we're Mesad Shvach Lefnei Rabbah. Who is the Rabbah? Who is the master? Same way Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say, and addressing the age-old question, Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur, first we have a Yom Adin. Hashem, give us a chance. Sesame Chuva, let's do Slicha. Let us have the Al-Chaitz, and then I'll go into Din and front of you, but you're going to judge me, and only then am I going to do tshuva. Explain to Rosh Lanter how the tachlis is to get us to a tshuva shleima. How are you going to do tshuva? First, you have to understand I'm Marosha Rishona. In front of whom did I sin? I have to recognize. Oh, the Eibishter was holding accountable every single nivra. Every one of the myriad acts of creation, Yidden, non-Yidden, Jew and non-Jew alike, every single person. Mission Rosh Hashanah to Zayin Aman Aleph, Kalacha Nichnas Lefanav Kibnei Moro. Everyone is an individual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is donning a soul. He's judging a soul. Oh boy, now I recognize. He Taka is the Melech Malchim Elochim. I better do Tshuva. First I have to recognize in front of whom did I sin. So how do we go into Shemoneh Esrei? It's the Amida. It's got to start with what? Along comes Rav Chanina. The first three brachos, Anshe Knesset Gedolah, were Mesader, similar to the way that an Eved goes into the master. First and foremost, be Mesader the Shvach. Give him the accolades, the approbation. As though some errors recognize who he is, in front of whom have you sinned, in front of whom are you now? Supplicating and beseeching in front of none other than the Borei Olam who brought it all into being, who is Mechanis V'tumachoyim Tamnaaseh Bereishis, who is Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, etc. And that's first and foremost. Then I journey into them Emtzoios. Continues up Chanino. The middle broker said, Domer Levit Shemavakish Prasmi Rabbo. And now he goes to ask. Before, you have to know, I'm going in front of the king. Oh, now I recognize everything comes from the king. The omnipotent, the omniscient king. And now I present my humble request. So, I want Das. I want all these things. This is the Avodrom, right? They're going in sequence of what's the most fundamental, the most yisodi. Is I got to have Das. Yerushalmi Abrokos, Perakei Aloha Gimel, main Das, Abdullah Minai. My Bechira is useless unless I understand what's Tov and what's Ra. I need the Koch to be Mavdal. I got to start without the Chunilonim Das. And now, in order to request something, I got to do Tshuva. If you're going to be mired in sin and you're going to have a stained, tarnished soul in front of the Abishtor, what chutzpah, what audacity do you have to present the request? And he does, I need to do tshuva, shivenu, and the slicha v'chole, then I start going into all the requests. I ask Hashem, can I have the pras? Can I have the schar, the prize, the compensation from the master? And then after I finish the brocha sem tzolios, the shmona esrei, the 18, the 19, and then I get to the achronos, and that's domo le'evet shekibo pras mi rabo, v'nifter v'holechlo. I got the prize. Hashem kilo answered. I'm confident that he answered, that he's going to answer all of my tefillos. And then v'nifter v'holechlo. And what's v'nifter? Note the rishus, Rashi says. Then I ask permission. Can I leave our Kodesh Baruch Hu? But I gotta thank him. All right, the Marshal. On this Gemara, Brachas Shel Medalla and Ralph, the Marshal shares with us one line. And what's this idea of the Gimel Achronus, which is Doma to an Eved? He got the pras, now he's Nifter, he's Noter Rishus, and now he says, Abishtar, I want to go in and take leave in a humble, subservient fashion. Thus, we take the three steps back, like the way an Eved departs from the Rabbah, obviously never turning our back, always facing the Shechina in front of us. As the Marshal Dahainu, the Machsik Tovo, Umishamcho Al Pras, Shekibim Menu. Hakorus. Tov, you have to be machzik tova. Hashem gave you all these things. You feel confident that He's going to give you answers to all of your bakoshes. Amel, it's time now to be machzik tova. Thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's what we have to do. We have to be machzik tova to the Borei Olam, and thus we have odas. And now, as Rabbi David Avudrom, I have a kasha. I see from the Gemara that I already presented all of my bakoshes in the Brochas Emtsoyos. The yisod of the Gimel Achronos that commences now with Ritzei is I'm being machzik tov. I'm thinking of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So why do I start out with, okay, Hashem, thank you. I'm thinking Hashem, you're the best. Can I have another thing? Which is everything in the end of the day. Can I have all my tefillos ascending heavenward? Oh, and I forgot, Kodesh Baruch Hu. I also want Sim Shalom. Yes, I want Shalom, and I want Broch, and I want all these other things. What's going on over here? All right, it's the Avodah. And the end of the day, it's really all about the Hodah. The same way by Berachos Kriya Shema. What is occupying the spotlight? What's on center stage? The Kriya Shema. To go ahead and note and highlight emphatically the chashivas of a Kriya Shema. Chazal were masakeh in brochas leading up to Kriya Shema, and brochas when you walk away from Kriya Shema. Alahavdil alvi shemav yadol. So you go to performance. You never start with the best thing, right? You go to classical concert. We got to build up. You might have someone who introduces the main featured singer, a musician at the concert, so you have someone who leads up to it, and then you might have some people going to do a follow-up. You might come out a second time for another, but you got to build up to it, right? So that would draw, and we're building up to it. The Iker is the Hodah, the Iker is the modem, and that's why so often Chazal, the Gimel Achronos are in fact succinctly labeled, they're summarized as Hodah, but it's not just Hodah. Our territories, we're going to have Bakosis leading up to it, and we're going to have Bakosis coming afterwards. I said, then what is the difference? And the end of the day, so we're asking, even if it's there to provide the context, to lead up, and to follow the Iker, which is the Hodah, I am asking, I could have spoken for things, right? It's the Avodah. You're right, but there's a huge difference. The Nekudas HaChilik, the Nekudas HaHevdel is, all the Brochas Emtsoyos were Tzorchei HaAdam. All right, it's the Avodah. I was asking for my things. I want my own personal Geula. I want all these things for me. Even if you're the Shalai Mercha B'chulei, the Iker, it's for me. I want the Gula, I want an enter my Tzoros, I want Slicha, I want Mechila, I want the Fuh, I want Parnas, I want all of these things. For Klai Yisrael, it's for Klai Yisrael, it's a Tzorchei Adam. And when I say for me, I only mean me as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avada, the me is all of Klai Yisrael. That's why Masakin Loshin Rabbim. There are always people in Klai Why? So an eater of food, always people need a parnoso, always need a baruch aleinu, aslicha v'cholei. And the end of the day, it's still focusing on tzorchei ha'adam. Ritzei commences a whole new track. This is what? This is not about us anymore, the collective we, it's about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is, I want for the covet of the Eibishter. I want him to go ahead and rebuild the base of Mikdash and say l'man chav v'lo l'man inu. I want it for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sim Sholom, you know why I want these things? I already finished asking all the things that I needed. I want Sholom to be in the world so that Bahaya b'yomahu yashem ha'chonesh ro'echad. I want there to be peace. Why? Because Hashem is our top in Himmel. He's Avinu Shemayim, and nothing gives parents more nachas than seeing all the children get along. I say, even when the focus clearly seems to be on us, Sim Sholom to Baruch Hu, we want it on us, but we don't want it on us for us. And we want it on us so that we can give up Kodesh Baruch Hu the nachas ruach, and that He sees His children down below, everybody getting along, and no one's jealous, everyone's living beautifully in harmony. And that's all for the Ribbono Shel Olam writes the Avodah. So let's take a look at the Torah. The Torah, the son of the Rosh, writes in Orchayim Simon Kuvchav, and Beruch Brocha Shmasrei Yisrut Sei, V'teknu Ha'achar Shemei Tfila Y, Shekeven Shabbat Tfila Ba'avoda. After you have Tfila, you have Avoda, K'desiv, the Pasuk in Yeshayah, pregnant Vav, Pasuk Zayin, Semachtim Be'beis Tfila, Siol Haseim, L'Zecheim, L'Ratzan, Ha'mizvechim, K'beis He'beis Tfila, Yukari L'Cholam. What comes together the base of Mikdash? It's a place of Avoda and a place of Tfila. So we just finished asking, Shemei Tfila, Hashem listens to all the collective Tfilas of Klai Yisrael. But it's not enough. We don't just want the tefillah b'makam avoda niskana. We want the actual avoda. I want to serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why we journey now into Ritzei. Together with the tefillahs, and we also want to have the actual avoda. And thus we want a return to the base of Mikdash itself. That's what we're davening for. And add to the Torah. B'medrash yesh michol saragodol, makriv nishmosun shol tzadik amal mezbeach shomayla. Now what are we asking for now? The Medrash says that michol, the saragodol of God's celestial court, of the heavenly angels, he is figuratively makriv the nishmos tzadikim, offering them as a korban nukah kashru chalugu you produced. And that's v'ishe Yisrael. Dahino, I want my avoda, and I also want the tzadikim, their nishmos, to go off to the kisei kavod. So that's, we'll give the greatest nachas ruach to the Borei Olam. He'll be besimcha yaseo. Look at these tzadikim that were over in me in this world. That is Ritzei on the heels of Shema Kolein. So now, let's take a look at the Seder Hayom. After all, in the Nusach, they cannot have said this Nusach when they had a Beis HaMikdash. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu b'amcha yaseo v'sfilasom, v'yashem esavodah levir b'secha. So clearly, when they were in the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't asking, v'yashem esavodah levir b'secha. So writes Rav Moshe ben Macher in the Seder Hayom, Ritzei he brochem yuchenes li'avodah. And now we're starting the avodah. Shemei tefila akol echach rachisom, brochus yir beis haman aleph. We already summed up everything until now. All the tefillas, we masadar the shvach, we presented all our requests, and now we want the avodah, the ikar for our kodesh baruch hu. Vizman shabis amitil shayakayim, Hayom Ramoso, whom is Chanan and Lifnei Hakel Yisburach, a Yirtze Ba'avodasim of Isha Yisrael, Vitiko and Havoda al Mat Kenusa, Velotis Batal Yola. And so they wanted what? That the Avoda should be or should be established and never be nullified. Velohayo Omer Vahashe Vavoda Levir Besecha. Avada, they didn't say it. They were in the base of Mitzvah. They were serving on Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they were asking Hashem, allow it to stay here forever and let it remain continuous. Achshir Shabes Mitzvah. Now we have to insert Anu Mespalim Sheikabel Tfilasinu B'Mokum Avoda and the Avoda Hashleima. Really, the Iker way to serve Hashem is in the Mokum Avoda. Beis HaMikdash, of course, the Mishkan, and the first Mokum HaMikdash was put up on Echa B'Nisan. Writes Rav Elia Weintraub, B'Sod Yishom, on the birthday of Yitzhak Avinu, the Yom HaAvoda. This is all about Avoda. Our Tfila is Tfila B'Mokum Avoda Niskan, but the Iker is to have the Avoda Sakramotus, to have the Kohanim and the Levim doing what they're supposed to be doing. So now we ask Hashem, Hashem Avoda Levir Besecha. We don't just want you to accept the tefillah that we already said in Shema Kolenu. And now we want that the Avoda itself should go back and the Devir Besecha to the Beis HaMikdash and Bifrat the Shemishom Yotze Dvar Hashem and the Devir And another name, of course, for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Ikur Mokum HaAvoda. I said, now that we lost the Beis HaMikdash, please Hashem, let's get back to the Mokum HaAvoda, and if not, at least be Mekabel our Tfilus, the Mokum the HaAvoda. I'll let it all go back, but it's not enough for our Tfilus. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu B'Amcha Yisrael, Uvis Tfilosam, be Mekabel their Tfilus, but really we want to Hashem HaAvoda Lidver Beisecha, we want the HaAvoda to go back, the Isha Yisrael, Us Tfilosam, and we want the Karbonus Us Tfilosam. Our Rabbeinu Avraham and Agro, what do you mean it was tfilos? Even when we had the Kamonis, there was still tfilos. Avada, we had tfilos. We want everything to go back to the way it used to be. Kasher b'tchilo, and then what? And then we close. V'sechazeno einenu. We want to see it. Lote shmir gedol maria. We want to go back to see unto Yishalayim HaKodesh Barachamim. Abrochat Hashem amachsi yoshkinasu letzir.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
Let's understand now exactly what we're presenting in front of a Kodesh Baruch. It's a bracha to go back to the Beis HaMikdash to have the Avoda, but how are we Zocha? How are we Zocha to go back? I write the Siach Yitzchok in the Siddur HaGro. He says, I have another question. Retzei Hashem Elokeinu, I want all our Tfilos to be Nesratza Lefnei HaKodesh Baruch. I want him to be appeased. I want him to accept it. B'leiv Shalei. Hashem Elokeinu, Midas Adin, Midas Arachamim. And whatever Hanhog Hashem is displaying, Klape Klai Yisrael, I want him, no matter, to be what? To be Ratsui, B'amcha Yisrael, and their Tfilos. Asks the Siach Yitzchak. B'amcha Yisrael, that seems to follow the typical pattern of Lashon Nochach and Tefillah. I'm speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm facing the Shekhinah. Hashem Ratzei Hashem Elokeinu B'amcha Yisrael. Ha'am Shelcha, Klai Yisrael. Uvis Tfilosim, and their Tfilos. Our Tfilos. I'm speaking to Ribbono Shel Olam. Uvis Tfilosim, and what's going on over here? I start with Lashon Nochach, and then Tfilosim, which is Lashon Nistar, Shelo Keder Kol HaBrachos, which are always B'Lashon Nochach. So what's going on here? Writes the Siach Yitzchak. And we're going to have the chutzpah now to ask Hashem, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please accept all our tefillos, they should all be Nisratza l'fanecha. Wait a second. Did we do a tshuva shleima? Did we do enough maisim tovim that are machavev, that make us beloved in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Come on. We know it's not the case. In the end of the day, we're filled, we're molei averus. Hashem doesn't want karbonos. Zemach rishom to evil, the pasuk says. Hashem doesn't want our tefillos. We're molei sin. So what's going on over here? So writes the Siach Yitzchak. And therefore, what do? We need a schus atzom. Me'asher tzarech lezeh schus atzom. And that Hashem should accept our tefillos b'mokum the avoda. And that Hashem should accept our prayers to go back to a base of midrash when we know we're not worthy of it. We need a zechus atzom. We need an incredibly strong, mighty, and powerful merit. We're not going to say, Hashem, accept our tefillos. Accept our tefillos. Come on, what are our tefillos after all? Anachnu haketanim haputim. Anachnu molei avon. V'cheit Hashem accept. No, Hashem, I'm not going to say, I accept my tefillos. You know, accept their tefillos. Uba tefillosam. Accept the tefillos of the tzaddikim. Hashem, I know I'm not one of them, but I'm asking you. Say Hashem, Hashem, come on, they're not just another nation. They are your nation. Yitzchak Avinu, Shabbos Pesach on base. Yitzchak Banecha Chotuli. Yitzchak turns to the Avishon and says, "Banai v'lo Banecha." Hello, Meshach Shekdim and Asel and Ishma. Hashem, cried out, "Bnei B'chol Yisrael." Hashem, they're your sons. First, we plead. Hashem, Ritzay, we're beseeching Hashem Elokeinu. Amidah. Of course we're going to start with Midas Rachamim, and even Elokeinu, even when it's Midas Adin, and we still come in front of you, the Almighty, and please be Ratzoi Ba'am Chayisov, they're your nation, and you made them, you called out B'nei B'chol Yisrael, and you took them out of Mitzrayim, you gave them your Torah, they're Am Chayisrael. So now accept our tefillah, our tefillos. Come on, we know what our tefillos are. No, Hashem, you know we have plenty of tzaddikim, we have Lamed Bot tzaddikim of holding the world, Sukkim and Mayim and Beis, and we have a lot of Choshev tzaddikim, we're davening of Aldik. Uber tefillosim, Hashem, except their tefillos. But just know, Hashem, we're all Amcha Yisrael. So we're included in them, and they're davening for us as well. And that's the Siach Yitzchak. What are we asking for? We're asking collectively, by swallowing and absorbing ourselves into the klal, Hashem, we are all one collective, cohesive unit called Amcha Yisrael. We don't need everyone to daven well. And we have our Ritzvi Maya Zimmelbergs. And we have our Bayana Rebbes. We got plenty of great daveners. So absorb and swallow up my tefillahs and theirs, but accept their tefillahs, and we'll go piggyback. We'll hold on to their coattails. A famous mice in the blush of a rebbe, hides when the Germans Yamach Shimon. I said, anyone who jumps over this pit, we're not going to shoot you. Anyone who can't jump over the pit, and what happens? A famous mice up, and he said, blush of a rebbe says, hold on to me. And at the end of the day, right, he goes, jumps, but he says, how'd you make it across the other side? He says, I held on to the coattails of my forefathers, and my father, and to my Zaidi. He says, but how did you make it? He says, Rebbe, I was holding on to your coattails. And we have to hold on to the blues of Rebbe, we have to hold on to the tefillahs of the tzaddikim. That's what we're asking. We switch, which we atypically, and we don't see such a thing. Hashem, we want Amcha Yisrael, and not tefillah seido, it's tefillah som. We know we're not deserving of it. Same way we've quoted many times the B'nai Yisachar, brought by the Talmid Menhagim. When we're not deserving, we never take ownership and possession of our tefillahs. We say, for example, Al Nisim, we have an Al Nisim of Chanukah. And what do we say Chanukah time? Chanukah time we say, Raftes Rivom, Dantes Dinom, Nakantes Nigma, some third person. And what do we say in Shoshanas Yaakov on the heels of Megillah Esther? Raftes Rivenu, Nakantes Nigma, say nu, it's ours. What's the difference? Why it's the B'nai Soschar? Purim time, what do we do? Esther says, Lech Kenosis Kol Yehudim, Rosam Yachat Techeles Mordechai. And we did what we were supposed to do. And the other day, what happened? Purim time, we all fasted, Sumo Alai. And Esther says, I'm going to join you. We all join in a collective fast. We all daven, we poured our hearts out, leiv and nefesh, we gave to our Kusha, we did tshuva shleima, and the main letters of Nisarusa de Latase, Hisorus and Lamato, and Hashem, what is the Gemalda Yeshua? Who owns this Yeshua? Hashem, come on, we did a tshuva, and this is what? This is Raftus Rivenu, now Kaptus Nekema Seinu, and this was ours, it belonged to us. All right, so Yisoschor, Chanukah time, what was it? It was a handful of Chashmonoim, and we went on, we had the Hellenists, we had the Misyavnim, we didn't really do the job, Chanukah coming up, and the end, Hashem gave us a Gemalda miracle. So we don't take possession, we don't take ownership of it. Fakert, on the contrary, what is it? Raftas Rivom in the third person, Dantas Ninom, Nakantas Nikma, some it was theirs. We know it wasn't ours, we don't own it. And that's why, as the Talmid Menhagim Gevaldik Remes, the Baba Chereb also brings this concept in the Kutei Sichos. We have twice a year when we have spinning objects. When do we spin? On Purim, we spin the Grager, and on Chanukah, we spin the dreidel. But there's a major difference. When we spin a dreidel, we spin it on the top, and then the bottom goes. Spinning. When you spin a grogger, you hold on the bottom, you start with the bottom, and then the top goes. All right, the Talmid Menhagim Gevaldik in his Kuntres Achron. And because Chanukah was, we didn't do anything. Chanukah is Hashem was spinning, he was getting all the action rolling on top. Once Hashem did his job, the Mela, the dreidel went spinning beneath. Amashenki and the grogger, we got it going. We fasted, we had a tiny sister, and we took the initiative, and we got them all rolling down here, and then Hashem reciprocated, and he has the grogger spinning. And I wanted to add on to that. There's another major difference. And not only do you spin the top, do you spin the bottom, but a grogger you hold on to with all the fists. This is mine. I have my whole yad. It's visas yad. I own the grogger. It's all mine. The dreidels. I just have minor involvement. I take the very tips of my fingers. I'm not holding. You know, one grabs a dreidel. The only way to spin a dreidel is kilo man. I'm sorry. You have barely any involvement in this at all. This is all the Avishtar. It's going to be on the top. Avishtar, you know what? I just take the tips of your fingers. You're your diamond ace. Just give it a little spin. It's not you. The grogger, we own it. What makes noise? Our groggers make noise. We own it. We own it. Let's make the noise. And the dreidel spins quietly. That's all the Avishtar. That's the Kodo Dido fake. Avishtar, that's it. It's all quiet. It's all behind the scenes. And that's all the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's taking the initiative. So here too, writes the Siach Yitzchak. We know that we're not deserving. We know that we're not Zoche. And thus we beseech from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ritzei, starting Midas Harachem and Hashem, and even when it's Midas Adin, and we recognize Hashem, we might be doing Averis, you might have no choice, Kaviyochol, but to react and be Noheg Etzleinu Klapeinu, Abitur, the Kelokeinu, Midas Adin, but just know Hashem, we are your nation. It's not Stam Bi Yisrael, but Am Chol Yisrael. We are the ones you called out, B'nai Yisrael, we are your nation. But we know our tefillos leave a lot to be desired. But we got a lot of tzaddikim, we got a lot of holy yidden, we have chavetz chaims, we have gros, and with tefillos some accept their tefillos and allow my tefillos to be carried piggyback on those tefillos as well. But Mamela, I know it's the tefillos that are doing it. And on that, and that's chus, Hashiva Savoda the Virbe Sach Hashem, we want more than just the tefillos. We want the actual avoda. We want the Kohanim Leviim Ba'avodosa, Leviim Bishiram. And we want to go back with the Virbe Sach, and we want to go back to your home. We want to go back to the Iker part of your home. Not just into your home. We want to go into the Yichud, into the bedroom with you. And what's all the Virbe Sach Hashem, Hashem Yotzad Var Hashem, Aniv Ato, Aklai, so with a Kersh. But we're the only ones who go lefnai v'lefnim. We're the only ones who can go alone with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a Yom Kippur, a Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we have the Avoda. We're the only ones who have a Shaychus. Where is the Aron, the Luchas, and Shevri Luchas that belong solely to Klai Yisrael, that only Klai Yisrael accepted, that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's in the Holy of Holies? That is us in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why Rabbi Akiva, Mishnah Yadayim, what is he called? Shir HaShirim? It's called? All the Kleis are called Kodesh. This is Kodesh HaKadoshim. What Shir HaShirim? It's all what? Ani Ladoni V'doni Li. Asas Ani Ba'ata. This is Nagil V'nisvah Chabot. This is the Yichud. It's Ach Barak, the Chosin HaKodesh Ruchu and Kleis or the Kala. That Shir HaShirim, that's the romance. That's the love song. And that's displayed to the nth degree in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's where we have a Yichud with the Borei Olam. And the Goyim are out of the picture. Mamela, this stims Gevaldik with the Riyakar. The Riyakar is of Yudah ben Yakar. It's a Rebbe of the Ramban. And one of the earliest, one of the Kanonim, is Perushim ala Tfila. And the Riyakar, the Rebbe of the Ramban, writes as follows. He says, what right do we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please accept our tefillos? Similar to the Siach Yitzchak, what a chutzpah. And we know we're filled with stain. In the end of the day, Hashem, you should bring us back. Now, it's one thing to say, you know what, I want to serve you in Olam Hazeh. I want to serve you in Golus. I need Parnasa. I need Gezunt. I need to have a Slicha Mechila. I need to have Das. I need to have all these things. But now to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilo, we know we're not worthy. We haven't been masaking all the chatam that got us into Golus in the first place. So what chutzpah do we have now? Okay, Hashem, Tefillah is not enough. To us, we want to go back to the base of Mikdash. We want to serve you, kid the boy, the way it ought to be done, in its ideal utopian state. One chutzpah. Ask the Riga, how are we going to get in there? Alakach nam yamrina lamal ratzei Hashem lokenu ba'amcha Yisrael utfilosim shei. Going with the Nisa Svar. V'hashem avoda levir be'secha. Lekach yish lechol lekabu utfilosim. Why? Writes the Riyakar. This is one of the Gedolim Rishonim. Listen to this Gevaldik Loshen. Ki heim espalim v'nech mechol tfila. Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Jews are davening every single day, every single Shemoneh Esrei Hashem. What are we davening for? At the Beis HaMikdash. Ha'umos Eilem Espalim Kiyam Alakarko. What are the Goyim all davening for? And he brings the Medrash and Reishis Rabbo. Anyone who davenes, all the Goyim who pray, what are they praying for? They're praying for this world. They want the rain, they want food, they want livelihood. It's all about them. What's the Yesod Avodah Zarah? The common denominator, the Tzad HaShoveh. All the Avodahs in the world is just what? They're serving celestial bodies, heavenly spheres, in order to serve themselves, to do a rain dance, because I want rain. They'll serve that. It's all self-service. It's all it is. It's all just. They're the means to an end. But we are Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're not just davening for us. We're davening for you. We're not just davening for Dvarim Artziyim, for Dvarim Achumriyim. We're davening for Dvarim Hashemayimim, Advar Ruchoniyim. We're davening for your Beis HaMikdash, and that is the closure of our tefillah. And more than we care about all of our tzrochim, all of our personal needs and requests, and we daven for you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you want a Beis HaMikdash, Masava, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lador Tachdonim. Hashem, we want your house to be rebuilt before ours. We're the only nations in the world. We're dominating for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol tefilosin sheyisol eina el al beis hamikdash. And that's what we're dominating for. He is my God, and I will glorify him. What does the Targum say? And I will build him a Beis HaMikdash. That's the ultimate glory. What do Jews daven for? Three times a day. Every single day. It's Mamish. We get on the. And I, we're the only ones. The Riyakar says, that's our segula. Our ticket to salvation is yes, we have a Beiris. But Hashem, but look how we lead our lives. More than we're living for us, we want you to have a Beis HaMikdash. And we want to have a place. We want to serve you for you, not for us. And that's what we're davening for. Mamela, let's go back to a previous section in the Riyakar. He says, "This is smart as well." The tefilosim shei, and whether you have shei or not, but what's it? He accept my tefilos. All right, it's the Riyakar. What's Where did we encounter such a terminology back in Bereishis? Who are the first ones to be makriv and avoda, to be a baal avoda, to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Kayin. Kayin introduces the concept of a korban, and yet what? Avel Kayin ve'el min chaso lo shah. Hashem lo pana, Rashi says, he didn't turn to it, he didn't pay attention to it. Writes the Riyakal, tfilosim shay. Pay attention to our tefillahs. Hashem didn't pay attention to Kayin's. Why is he going to pay attention to ours? Because Kayin's was about him. It was all about how can I serve God to ultimately serve me. Kayin, Kana Kanisim Hashem, Kinyin. It's all about me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to pay attention, please, to our tefillahs. Why? Because it's not about us. It's about you. It's about the base of mission that you so long for. The base of mission that you want us, Klai Yisrael, your nation, to serve you. And the base of Mikdash. That's what we want. Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Al Shema also. Please bring it to the place Mehira Ba'amal to come over Otzon, even though you didn't pay attention to Kayin. Mircha Solo Shah by us, Litfilo Som Shay. Pay attention to our Tfilos, and we will ascend together with those tefillahs. And now we understand the terminology. Where do we want it? Not stam in the base of Mikdash. The goyim are also makrif kabbanis in the base of Mikdash. Sukkos. They also have shivim parim keneged the shivim umos olam. We want to go to the devir beisacha. We're not finished requesting until our avoda could go to the place of the Oron, the Luchos, and Shevri Luchos, the place of the Kruvim of Pneim Ish El Achav, like the Pasuk says in Tumah, Perchav Hei, Pasuk Yerchas, Pneim Ish El Achav. We want the Kruvim, Ma'urim Zibazu, we want the relationship, we want the boy and the girl, Karavya, Chos and Kala, Ish and Ishto, we want the Yichirum that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's the Dvir Beisachal, because as the Riyakar said, we hear coming Lafuki, the Gaim are also davening, but they're davening for themselves. They're not dominating for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're dominating for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'ishe Yisrael tefilosom bi'ava tekaba baratzen. And Hashem, not because we're forcing her hand, kama yochol, I accepted bi'ava, accepted baratzen, sihin lo ratzen. And we want it to be a reed, so he would say, ha'ba'ava tekaba baratzen, sihin lo ratzen, three times, echazaka, and it should be tomer, continuous, no more churban abayis, avoda si Yisrael, the avoda of Klai Yisrael. And now we bring it again with that closure, the same way we began. And the Psicha ba'amcha Yisrael, we close Tehil Ratzon Tamid Avodas Yisrael Amecha. We are your nation. That's how we close the thought, and we are your people, Hashem, and we are the ones you chose because we're the ones who serve you, and we're not here to serve ourselves. Memela, as a smock to this, let me share with you Rav Moshe David Vali, Talmud Chover of the Ramchal, and his parish on the Torah called Or Olam. The Chover of the Ramchal, he writes in Parshas Vayigash as follows. After the hiatus, 22 years, Yosef is away. Finally, in Parshas Vayigash, as we well know, he discloses his true identity to his brothers. And then what happens? And the brothers come together, and this is the happiest moments. After the initial tochacha, the rebuke, Ani Yosef, Hoda Vichai. Okay, now it's brotherly love. It's our brother. We come back. Vayipol Atzari. And certainly the two brothers who were closer than anyone, Binyamin and Yosef, the two lone Bnei Rachel. Vayipol Atzari, Binyamin Achiv Vayevku, Binyamin Bachal Tzavarov. So, how do you read the pasuk? The Pshat Amiluli, in the world of Pshuto Shemikra, what's the literal understanding? They were crying. Yosef falls onto Binyamin, his brother, and he cries. And Binyamin cries, and Vayinashik Lekolecha Vayev Galeya Mechulei. And what's going comes along the famous Rashi. And what's going on? Shnei Mikdash, Shasin and Liyas Mechelka Shabinyamin, and so they chared. And you know what Yosef was crying? Oh, not tears of joy. My brother Binyamin, I haven't seen him for all these years. And now we're finally reunited after such a reprieve, such a hiatus. And what's he doing? He's crying because I'm looking to the future. The two Bate Mikdash are going to be built, and the Chelik Minyamin are going to be destroyed. Don't ruin such a happy moment. Come on. What is going on? Binyamin Bachal Tzor, Al Mishkan Shiloh, that's also the Yisrael Shay Yosef. And also, suddenly, Chorev, it's going to be destroyed. Ask so Moshe David Bali, Vem Taimar, Alo B'idon Chedva Chedva, Alo B'idon Chedva Avlo. It's a time of joy and celebration. What are you bringing in the base of Mikdash? Enjoy the moment. It's like Mamash Chosin Kala underneath the Chuppah, Milchotanim, everyone is kissing and everyone's hugging. And someone's saying, yeah, but how are they going to marry off the children 20 years from now? How are they going to pay the tuition? How are they going to pay for college? What are you wearing? How can I now enjoy the moment? We mentioned many times the Rav Shitzur, the Gemara says in Bavabashi, base of an aleph, Chochem Adif Minavi. Rav Shatzur and Rav Shlomo Kabuch used to quote this often. A famous Rav Shatzur, why is a Chacham, a wise person, greater than a Navi? A Stam Yid is always absorbed in the past. A Stam Yid is looking back in his or her life. Oh, I could have done that differently. I should have done that differently. And they're laden with guilt and shame. Oh, I should have done this. I should have raised my kids this way. I should have done that. And years ago, I should have. And coulda, shoulda, woulda, ain't gonna win ball games. And you can't cry over spilled milk. A regular person is living in the past. And you know what? You don't get anywhere if you're living in the past. Right? So Rav Shatzur, but then you can be a Navi. Oh, Givaldic, a Navi. A Navi's Givaldic. But you know what? The Navim didn't always have the greatest lives. So yeah, how many people listen to Yirmiyah? At the end of the day, they're always looking to the future. Navi Yishai is great. A future based ministry in the end of the day. How about, okay, Balamaisa right now. The Navi has his eyes set on the future. Hashem says, for an Avram Avinu, for the Navim themselves, that's Gemalot. Avram looks at Yerushalayim, the holy city in the world. Hashem Yireh. Loshen Asa, the future. I, Hashem, will see. Hashem says, Avram, for you, that's good. But you know what? I need a little bit of Maki Tzedek. I need a little bit of shame. It can't just be Hashem Yireh always gazing towards the future. What I could accomplish, what I can do, I got to look back, Shleimus. Yerushalayim, it's Yerushalayim. The Medrash Rabbah says, I need a combination. You got to take stock in it. I mean, you got to seize the moment, carpe diem, chaperein, you got a chaperein in the hove. A chocham, a wise person, is greater than a navi. Zok the Rav Shatzur, why? The navi is living in the future. The chocham is living in the here and now. The old family circus cartoon that people now say under chasanas, the past is over and done with. The future still lies ahead, but now is a gift, and that's why it's called the present. That is the Chocham Odif Minavi. All right, it's the Rav Shatzur. Chocham says, I'm not absorbed in the past. I'm not always gazing in the future. Chocham says, let me hop around. Let me enjoy the hope. Let me enjoy the moment. Say, Asa Moshe David Ali. Yosef, Benjamin, brothers. You guys love each other. Best friends. What do you think? The base of Mikdash. I'm saying, how many years are we talking about? And you still have a whole goalist to go through before this Yetzias Yitzhayim Akriyas Yamsuf. And then there's going to be a Mishka. Base of Mikdash. You got many years to go. What are they thinking, base? What's going on here? I says, duh. They're not just here to give a hug and a kiss and cry. And these are big people. These are the Amudei HaOlam. These are the Shor She'am, the pillars and the foundation of Klal Yisrael. They're always living in the past, present, and future because they are establishing our whole entire history. Myself, Asun Labonim. All right, so Moshe David Vali. And when they're giving a hug, they're thinking all the big things. And what are they doing? And they're thinking about not only their personal pain and their personal suffering, but about the pain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about the Beis HaMikdosh that's built for the Eibishter that's going to be destroyed. And what about the Eibishter's Tsar? Everyone thinks, oh, I want a Beis HaMikdosh. Why? I don't want to have any pronounced worries. I don't want to have to go to college. I don't want to have to go to university. I don't want to have to work. I want to just sit and learn Torah all day. Gavaldik. You know, in the end of the day, you know why you want a Beis HaMikdosh? Because you want it for you. Zot Simcha Bunim. You know why Mashiach's not here? Mashiach's not here because we do want a Beis HaMikdash, but we want it for us. We don't want it for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zot HaMetz Chaim. The real wanting it is what? I want it for your covenant, HaKodesh Baruch Hu. I want it Ach Barak for the Eibishter's covenant. And the other day, but it's really for us. These were Balei HaSaga. At the happiest moment, we're talking about Yosef and Binyamin. And you know what they're thinking about? The Maggid. When he was learning with the Beis Yosef, Yosef Cairo, he told him it's a brocha that Hashem doesn't allow us to fully be Margish, the Tzara Shechina in Galus. Because if we would have any concept of the pain of the Shekhinah in Galus without Beis HaMikdash, Hashem outside of his homecoming Yochel, we would never be able to crack a smile our entire lives. If we had any Hasaga, Brochus Taf, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, Amrab Yochel, Meshuvah, Shemim, Menachai, here's the Shekhinah Begalus, the whole Sugya Megillah. Here you have a memra of the Baal HaZohar. Miyom Shachor Beis HaMikdash. Also, Li'adden L'mali Piv Schot B'Yolam HaZeh. Why? Because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On a case, Hashem lost his house. How can you be happy? Chavetz Chaim used to say, I'm going to buy beautiful furniture for my house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have his house. And when a royal figure came to visit Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld and he saw his portion apartment, he says, what? You're the rabbi? You're the guardian of Jerusalem? You're the chief rabbi and you live like this? And he says, come to the window. Let me show you the Beis HaMikdash. He says, I'm going to live. He says, God doesn't have, my God doesn't have his house, so I'm going to have my house. How can I have fancy furniture if God doesn't have his fancy furniture? My kisei can't be shalom if Hashem's kisei isn't shalom. I'm living for the Eibishter, I'm not living for myself. And they were Balei HaSaga at the greatest moment. You know what they're thinking of? They're thinking of the Tzara Shechina. They're thinking of the Beis HaMikdash, not just the pain of Binyamin. Binyamin's not going to see it. And Binyamin's life, though, is about his children, about his grandchildren, about his descendants. And that is his life. And it's about the Ribbono Shel Olam's bias. That's what they're thinking about. these are Balias, and they couldn't help that. And that's a schiddush. And the Torah says, what? He says, so why don't they separate it? You know what? Be happy. And the Torah says, you can't separate them. If you're Balias and you're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't enjoy the moment without recognizing, I look at the Chumrah. What's the happiest moment? The Maharal says, the greatest simcha in this world is what? Is the simcha v'chasana. Simcha v'chasana. Why? Because it's two halves now coming together. It's when you take something that belonged together, it was kept apart, and now it's being reunited. That's the greatest simcha. That's ish v'isha. Zachu shechina shu yivaneim. Sotu yitzayinam an alef. Ask him today, that's the greatest simcha. Hazok the maral. What do we do with the greatest simcha? This whole sugya brachos the maral famina. We take the ashes, and we put it in the chosen center. Remember the base of mitzvah. We break the glass. What's going on? You know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us enjoy the moment. Then, you know what? When we go home at night, then we'll think, no, Teretz says it's one and one the same. You think this is enjoyment. You think this is great. But what about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What about the fact that he doesn't have the bias? What about the fact that Hashem is our chosen and we're his kala and we're not connected? It's still not complete on a cosmic level. Meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, Hashem Elokeinu, we're Amcha Yisrael, that's how we start, and we're Avodas Yisrael Amecha, and that's how we conclude, it's because we're your nation. Mamela, we can now go into our quest. V'sechazeno, Einenu B'shivcha L'tziyam Racha Hashem, I don't want to wait for the next generation. And the end of the day, I want to see myself the same way. Yosef and Binyamin, they were living in the future right now in the present. Skilu, they saw it. We want to live right now with it. We don't want it to just be our children, our grandchildren. V'sechazeno, allow us, and with our own eyes, to see your return, b'shivcha. It's not v'sechazeno, you know, Hashem, when we go back, but Hashem, when we go back, it's not when we go back. And the whole zechus is what? Is that when you go back to your bias and you take your people, your children with you into the bias, and that's what we want. B'shivcha l'tzion. And we want you to go back to Tzion, but go back with Rachamim and take us along with you. Baruch atah Hashem, achazesh shechinos l'tzion. And that's why Hashem takes us out. Kafei nishorim. What's unique about the eagle? Eagle says, I'm going to protect you. I take my young, and my young go on top of me, and I carry them. Answer of Hirsch. But what's the muscle? To Kafei nishorim, writes of Shamsho for Hirsch. And you know what? The eagle, and has very short claws, it can't pick up its own children and place them on its wings. And the kids, the eagle swoops down by the nest, and the children have to jump on their own. The little chicks have to jump onto the wings. Avister says, that's how I'm going to carry you. Don't think I'm just going to come over, pick you up, and Ryan, I'm going to gently take you out of the nest and put you on my wings. I'm going to come close. I'll be close to you. But you got to take that step. You got to jump. It's a little risky. Your mama shy up. The eagles, the nests are 200 feet up in the tree. That's a little dangerous. You know what? Take that risk. I want you to jump. Trust me. Jump onto my wings, and then I'm going to go in and carry you. But don't worry. The eagle soars higher than everybody else. I'll protect you. But what? We can't go by ourselves. We can go on Hashem's wings as He carries us. Hashem, when you go back to Tzion and you invoke your Rachamim, and then the Mela, my eyes can go and see it, because I'm going to go follow you there. Baruch atah Hashem, Hamachzish Shechina Sol Tzion. Hashem, don't bring us back. Bring your Shechina back where it belongs. Take away the Tzar Shechina. Rebuild your base of Mikdash, your Dira B'tachtonim. But the father's not going to be happy if his children can't join it for Pesach. Our parents build a beautiful house, and the kids aren't coming for Yantiv. What type of yontif is it? They may as well go to Pesach Hotel. Alawat, you have a beautiful house. We want the kids. Hashem wants the kids to come. Hashem, we don't even have to say it. We don't even ask. Hashem, let us go back. If Hashem goes back, the Shechina is not going to be happy unless Amcha, unless his nation is there with him, his children are there with him in the house. Mameila Hashem, be master Shechinas Latzion. Allow us to come back with you. Carry your Shechina back. And Mameila, we'll just jump on and hang on to your coattails, Kamayochal. We'll jump on board for the ride. When Hashem goes back, Mamela will go back, Amcha, with Avinu, back in his bias, and the Mesa Mikdash Mahira Vyamenu, Amen Vyamen. No shear next Tuesday night, Chasen and Lakewood. Baruch Hashem, it should just be Simchas. We'll resume two Tuesday nights from now. Modim. And one more Nakuda V'sechazena Einenu. Why do we focus on our eyes out of all the Evarim? My father, an ophthalmologist, I hope he'll be there backing me up 2 weeks from now. That's how we'll start him up 2 weeks from now, and then we'll get him to Modim. Hodo Hachna. Why that is the gist and the crux of the latter part of Shemoneh Esrei. Join us.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.